Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the Second Date Update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Hi, Julia.
Hey.
Hey, how can we help you?
Okay, so I really need help with this guy that I met, and we went out on a date, and he's amazing. His name is Reese, and we just kind of met online sort of thing, and we went out, and he just, there was an immediate connection. I mean, it was just, I thought it was like fireworks. So I've been texting him and sending him emails and contacting him on Facebook, and he hasn't gotten back to me at all. And I thought we had a great date.
What do you think, when you guys actually hung out together, what do you think? How do you think he might have misconstrued something that you did?
I mean, he might have been slightly put off because when I was texting him, letting him know where to meet up, he's very big on using shorthand and text messaging, and I hate that. I mean, it's not acceptable. But, like, he took, like, 11 minutes to answer me.
Oh, no, like, not 11 minutes.
Although I kind of get where she's coming from. I hate that, too. I mean, no, it is a little nutty, the 11 minutes thing, but, like, you know, come on. Respond,
like,
damn it.
I knew he was online.
Right.
So it was like, I knew he was on Facebook, and I was like, okay, there's no reason you don't have your phone on you. You know, you're on there. Comes up.
I understand that.
Oh, my God.
I understand that craziness, too. Another one is when you see the dots, and you're like, they're writing, and all of a sudden the dots disappear, and then you don't get a message. And I'm like, yo, son of a bitch, you were just writing back to me. What happened? But anyway.
And then when I do get a message, it's K.
Yeah, it took you 11 minutes
to
do that.
Especially when you send something long and they respond back with like a thumbs up or just one letter. That's annoying.
I hate when it's done to me, but I do it to people so many times. All right, let's get this guy on the phone next. Hang on, okay?
Now back to the Second Date Update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
We just talked to Julia. We just bonded with Julia, in case you're just joining us. She went out with this dude, Reese, and we were bonding over the fact that Reese is a bad texter backer. Yeah, he responds back with K and things like that, and he takes too long to respond.
Too long, 11 whole minutes.
Yeah, it took him 11 minutes
too
to respond.
Long time.
Hey, Pebbles, you know, you can...
not 10, not 15, 11 minutes.
Yes, so... Despite all that, Julia said that they have a good connection and she'd love to see him again, but he's not getting back to her now. It's been longer than 11 minutes.
He's been online, so it's not like he's out of town.
It's almost like he's doing it on purpose to let you know he's online and not responding.
Why are you starting trouble?
I'm just saying. We're going to try and get this guy on the phone right now, okay?
Hello.
Hi, is this Reese?
It is.
Reese, okay, so please don't hang up. This is the Get Up Crew calling you from Hot 96.9. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. And we got your phone number from a young lady who would like us to offer you a free dinner date with her, if you're amenable to that. We're going to let you know her name, too. So the offer... Hold on. Let me explain what we have to offer you. Basically, your favorite restaurant, you let us know what it is. You let us know what day of the week and what time you're free for a lunch, dinner, whatever. We will reserve the restaurant. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised when we tell you her name because she says that you guys have a connection and she would like to get a little deeper.
I'm not sure, but okay.
Well, I'll tell you her name.
All right.
Her name is Julia.
Never a good thing.
My favorite response.
So you're down to go out with Julia again? Is that a good
I am not down to go out with Julia again. I want nothing to do with Julia, actually. I'm pretty scared right now that she called a radio station.
She explained to us that, you know, you guys had a connection when you went out. She feels, I mean, I'm not going down the road of marriage or anything, but she feels as if you guys have a
future.
A burgeoning relationship, as they say.
I'm sure she does. Have you talked to Julia?
We did, yeah. She told us.
Okay, then you know she's a psycho, right?
Whoa! Wouldn't have used those exact words.
I didn't get psycho out of...
She's absolutely crazy. We went out on a date, and, you know, after, it was like an okay day, but, you know, I thought she was weird. And after, I got hit up on Facebook by three different girls, you know, like being flirty and all that with me. And, you know, I'm not an idiot. I did a little bit of research, and I'm 99% sure that this chick made Facebook account.
Just
to like flirt with me.
Reese, I mean, that's.
Wait, hold on.
I don't even know what the problem is.
Okay, so Reese, Julia's on the phone. As you can.
Oh, what are you guys doing to me? I can't.
Wait, hold on. So, Julia.
We had a connection.
You are one of fake profiles.
Did you really do the fake profile thing?
I mean, yeah, but okay. So you know how hard it is to date when you're talking to a million other people. Oh, it was just a little test, and you passed. It was perfect. We had a great test.
A test after one date sounds a little insane.
Yeah, you are out of your mind.
Why were you trying?
Besides that, though, Reese, like, okay, let's.
Besides that,
yeah, but let's stop at the date part. Just was the date a good time?
It was weird, man. I mean, like, it was okay, but she's got these crazy eyes that just, like, she never stops looking at you, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, she just, like, always got this stare on you, like, you feel uncomfortable, you know what I mean? Like,
I think it's important to make eye contact.
Oh, man, just, I cannot express how much I don't want to go out with her again.
Are you sure?
He asked me all these weird questions, like, you know, about, like, already mentioning, like, marriage and, like, kids and, I mean, really personal stuff. And it's just, she's just strange, dude. And I'm sorry, but no.
Reese, you know, I get it. I really do. I'll give you a ring in about 30 minutes and you and I can talk about it.
Officially,
no! So-
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10th.
Imagine almost dying on a date with someone and them saving your life. Whether or not you like them, you kind of owe them another date. Unless your name is Eddie and that girl's name is Kendra. Find out why he doesn't ever want to see her again. Tomorrow morning, 8:10, okay?
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.